You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7, and around the world at KDWA.com. Drive smart with Quinn Motors of Ellsworth. We want to welcome into our studios today Charlie Kummer, who is president of Quinn Motors of Ellsworth. Charlie, welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
And now I've seen you, and I'm gonna out Kevin. Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
he's laughing back there, but I've known you folks for a couple of years.
Yes.
And today I saw a side of you that it's hilarious. You two should be on the road.
You finally saw my face. It's hilarious. I get it. Okay, here we go. All right.
But why don't you tell us about yourself? To give us a little history on yourself, Kevin.
Or Charlie.
There I go.
We can have Kevin, too, but mine will be a lot more interesting.
This is what I didn't see before, folks, but it is hilarious.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah, so, Quinn Motors has been around since 1919, 106 years, family-owned. I married Megan, who's a third-generation Quinn. We got married in 1999.
Okay.
And in 2001, Megan became the dealer principal of Quinn Motors.
Okay. And, well, how did they start? Because this is really fascinating. You often don't have this many generational run businesses, so this is something special.
Yeah, it's really special. Megan's grandfather started the business in 1919.
Okay,
and at that point it started out as Larson Quinn, so there was an Al Larson involved with Megan's grandpa, Matt, at the time.
Now, what was his background? Was he a salesman or was he a farmer?
He was a farmer.
Okay,
he was a farmer, and I think. At that young age, he just took up selling cars. Him and his friend Al decided, we're going to sell cars. And they opened up the business right on Main Street in Ellsworth.
A very educated man. He was superintendent of the Spring Valley School District.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Correct. Yeah. So Matt was very, very involved outside of the car business. He was a man of the town, a man of, of means and intelligence, and really brought that to the community aside from selling cars. So, he was a very, very intelligent superintendent for many years, brought that to the community as well.
Because 1919, the car industry is really new at this point.
It's very new.
And the biggest name in there, of course, was your competitor, too, was Ford.
Sure.
How did he get tied up with, was it General Motors at that time?
It would have been, General Motors. I mean, they sold Packard, they sold, all the old brands. And back in that day, people wouldn't come to a dealership. They wouldn't come to your building.
Okay.
Car dealers would actually go out and meet people and try to sell them vehicles.
Really? Like a door-to-door salesperson?
Yeah. And
wow.
One of the biggest reasons is because a lot of, in being, especially in the rural areas, farmers didn't have time to come in and buy vehicles. And they were working all day. They would work from sun up to sundown. Mm-hmm. And so the salespeople would go to the farms and to the homes in the rural area and try to sell vehicles. And that's mm-hmm. how it went.
Okay.
And then the next step was not necessarily, as years went on, it wasn't people coming into your dealership. It was people going to their local banks. And the bankers would say, hey, go to such and such a dealership or go see Matt Quinn or go see Bill Quinn at Quinn Motors, and they'll get you set up. We got your financing set up.
Mm-hmm.
So the banks would do the financing, and then they'd send the customers to the dealerships at that time. So it's and now people just sit at home on their couch and do their shopping. So it's kind of
full circle,
right?
Way.
Right. So it's certainly an interesting process as the years have gone on.
Uh-huh.
But like anything, technology takes over, and people shop differently.
So did they have a storefront in Ellsworth also?
Yeah, so the storefront that they had is our current storefront.
It is, still is on Main Street there.
Yeah, it was...
Because I remember it, and we'll get to that in a little bit.
Right, yep. And when they bought the building or took over the building, it had been a saloon and hotel.
Really?
Yeah, so they had a bar down below, and then they had some hotel rooms up top, and guys would come and they'd tie their horses up and have a drink and go sleep it off upstairs overnight. So we still have that same building. We've gone through several remodels, of course. but the
Don't have the hitching post up
front?
We
do not have the hitching post. No, that is gone, unfortunately. But we do have a liquor cabinet still. So if you need a drink, you can always swing by. But, so we've gone through some remodels, but the core of the building is the original building from the 1800s. And so it's very unique. And we have people that come in all the time that, you know, I was here 60 years ago, and this, you know, it still looks the same. You know, still got hardwood and such up on the main part of our store, the old part, so...
Wow. You're listening to KDWA's In-Depth Drive Smart with Quinn Motors of Ellsworth. We have in our studios today Charlie Kummer, president of Quinn Motors of Ellsworth. We're kind of going through the history because, only in a small town can you find generational businesses like this. And I think the car business has to be one that is a tougher business, and to be generational is even more exceptional in my mind. Mm-hmm. Now, back then when it was started, did they service cars like they do? I mean, service nowadays, and we'll get into that in some future show or down the line, is a big part of the car, you know, owning a dealership.
Sure, 100%.
But back then, because they weren't as reliable, so was the back part of it a shop then, or?
Yeah, so there has always been a service department.
Okay.
And they've always had to service them. Obviously, the service aspect of it is a lot different. In the day, it was probably a wrench and some grease. A lot of people back in the beginning could fix their own vehicles and service their own vehicles. Mm-hmm. And farmers are handy that way. I mean, they do it every day. And a lot of our business, being in a rural town, especially back in the early 1920s and 1930s, they would just fix them themselves. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't the technology and electrical and all that we have now, where people can't do that on their own and don't have the tools or the wherewithal to be able to do that at their own place. So
And machining engines and building them and stuff, the tolerances weren't as close back then as what they are today.
Right. 100, yeah. I mean, it's just a different world. But back then, 100 years ago, guys were a lot more they had the ability to do things to keep their houses safe and keep their cars running and keep their tractors going. They were just smarter from a fix-up standpoint than we are now. Now we just call somebody.
Now, back then, what cars did they sell? All of GM's brand, or was it just one or two? Was it Chevrolet? Because that one's come through time. We'll talk about Oldsmobile and Buick.
So back then it was... Kevin, you'll have to help me out here. When they first started,
they
had
Packard to begin with.
It was.
Oh, they did sell Packards.
Yes.
Okay.
And they had Buick from the get-go.
Okay.
They had Oldsmobile from the get-go.
Okay.
And then they grew into Pontiac.
Okay.
And then they were one of the rare dealerships that also had Chrysler embedded inside the dealership as well.
Oh, wow.
So there are a few today, as Charlie knows, that have both brands, but it was pretty rare in Wisconsin to have both of those. Mm-hmm. Major manufacturers.
Okay. Now, so if somebody bought a car, they couldn't order it, or they had to order it? How is that different?
They ordered it.
Okay, so they did. You didn't have a lot.
There was a long period of time where everything was just ordered.
Okay. And there wasn't any inventory then?
No, not until, I think, up into the 50s and 60s, they started getting a little bit of inventory. But even then, it was people would come in, we'd open up, Bill at that time and his brother Don, they'd open up their book and start, picking things, interior color for customers, and they would order it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was different because you had one, you could get AC or no AC. You could get one radio. You could get one radio. You could get, one engine. So nowadays it's a lot different. People are, I think, maybe get too much information now because you get color and all these different lists of content that you can get. What type of radio? How many speakers? Do you want a sunroof? If do you want 22-inch wheels, 20-inch wheels, 18-inch? So it becomes, I think, a little bit more complicated now. Like I think a lot of things in life are, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have so many choices; it almost is overwhelming. And we have such a strong client base that we have people that are 70 and 80 and even 90 years old that come in and want to order vehicles now that have ordered have bought vehicles from us for 50, 60, 70 years, and they just get overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. You know, because all they want is to get from their house to the grocery store to church and to see the grandkids.
Yeah, they don't put too many miles on.
Right. So, back then you could order, and that's really what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And back then you wouldn't, in the 40s and 50s and 60s and even into the 70s, you wouldn't even trade your cars in. You know, they drive them until
right,
they die.
Right, until the wheels fell off.
And so there wasn't a huge used car market. Mm-hmm. Like there is now.
Right.
And, of course, being in this climate, cars didn't last as long, mm-hmm. Because they would rust, and there wasn't rust proofing, and there wasn't undercoating and things like that. So, times are a lot different now, a lot more interesting.
You're listening to KDWA's in-depth program, Drive Smart with Quinn Motors of Ellsworth. We're talking with Charlie Kummer, and Kevin is also filling in some space for us here. Well, let's move along as we go through time then. You said something very interesting. So cars were ordered even through the mid-60s because I was a little kid then back then. I know now. Kevin, don't smile at me. And my parents, ordered an Oldsmobile through you.
Right.
An Oldsmobile Vista Cruiser. The year was 1965. 64, I think the end of 64, but it was a 65 model.
Sure.
And it had the Vista Cruiser because it had the, windows up above, and it kind of was a little bit higher, the back end of it and the passenger back than the front. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, it wasn't really a sunroof, but it was kind of a side light on the side of your roof.
There you go.
Yeah,
there
I
you
remember
go.
Those.
Yeah.
I
don't know if you would remember them as much.
That's the year I was born.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, so.
So you wouldn't remember it, but you saw. Okay.
It's well before my time for both of us.
But, and I remember the color was maroon and going in there, and they did exactly what you say. Do you want air conditioning? Yep. AM radio, yep, but I don't think there's a lot of different. I think the color was because that color had to be special ordered. And
right.
I think people did a lot of ordering, like you said, even in the mid-60s like that.
Yep, yeah, and that was just kind of the process. I mean, you didn't have a lot of inventory, sitting on lots like we do today.
Mm-hmm.
And so people had to come in and they would sit down with the salesperson.
Yep.
And to be honest with you, those days probably were a lot more engaging than they are now.
We would run around in the building there because I had, I was in the middle of four kids. So we would run around there. And then it seems to me we went out of your building, and there was a park just a part of a block up a little ways up the road if memory serves me, because we'd be up there playing, because you're right, my mom and dad would be in that salesperson's office, and it wasn't just one trip, it was a couple of trips back there.
Sure.
And it was kind of neat, so.
Yeah, the one thing that we really like about the way we do business at Quinn Motors is that feeling is still there. It really is. Yeah, I mean, people bring their kids in. We have a park. We have our legacy park out front now.
Okay.
And kids go out there and play, and the parents stay in, and we talk. We like that. We like the conversation because mm-hmm. it becomes more about life than it does about selling cars,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
And engaging the whole family. It's just the way we like to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because it's amazing. All those years, because I am older than
both of us.
Wow. I was going to say Kevin, but...
Well, you are... you're definitely older than Kevin, but you're a lot older than me.
Wow. He doesn't stop, does he, Kevin?
No, he's on it.
But, I mean, that's a type of... Back then, it was kind of neat, because I remember that as a kid. I can still see it like it was yesterday. And my parents buying that, and then going and picking it up, and then bringing it back for... this or that or something like that, tweaking things and stuff.
And those are the stories that Megan and I and our employees like to hear.
Okay.
Because that's the way the car business, that's the way the car buying experience should be. The
and
memories.
You've kept it that way, too.
That's exactly how we do it. That's exactly how we want to do it. We want to be that mom and pop dealership. It's not us, mm-hmm. you know, moving you to the finance guy after we've come right. up with a price. It's not us moving you to the delivery person to show you the controls. It's Megan or Charlie or Dylan or Trevor or Sarah, our salespeople. It's us greeting you at the door. It's us getting to know you, what your desires are, finding the right vehicle for you, mm-hmm. going through the whole process of the financing and handling that with you, and then going out and sitting in the car with you and showing you the controls. Mm-hmm. It's me sitting out there with you. It's Megan sitting out there with you from beginning to end and just cultivating that relationship. And through the years, we know that works. Mm-hmm. We know that works for us because people tell us it works for us. And we've never had one person ever say, you know what, you spent too much time with me. You know what, I didn't like having a conversation with you. You know what, I didn't like that you let our kids run around and play in the park. Mm-hmm. We've never had those comments. So that's right. why we know we're doing it right.
Well, and being a business in the same family for over 100 years,
it's crazy.
Can you say?
Yeah, there's very few businesses in general that have been in the same family for 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
You know, we're a third generation. Now, there are third and fourth generation dealerships around, but just through attrition. Mm-hmm. They go away.
Well, you've kept a buying experience that has, you know, been tried and true and tested with time, because you give something a lot of dealerships can't. It just seems like a lot of other dealerships, they want in, you know, you go in there, they want to sell you a car and get you out and then move on to the next one. And you folks have, you know, you're not that way. You spend the time with the families, actually.
Right. I've had conversations with customers that come in that are on the fence about buying. And I've actually, and Megan's done this, I know our salespeople, we've told people that you shouldn't be buying right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not going to fit into your budget. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to be happy in a year because your payment will have gone up $100 and it's just not the right time. And I think it's okay for dealers, especially for us, to tell people that right now is not the best time you should be buying.
Mm-hmm.
Right? My job is to sell. But my want and my desire and our desire at Quinn Motors is that when you wake up the next morning, you feel happy about your decision and you feel good about it, whether you bought or didn't buy.
That's why you're in business so long.
Right.
Well, that's going to do it for this edition. The time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm having a blast. So.
Don't sound so enthused.
I had a great time, too.
Tell us, how can people get a hold of you?
The easiest way is just at QuinnMotorsOfEllsworth.com. But we also love to hear people on the phone and have conversations on the phone. So mm-hmm. our phone number is 888-273-4331. And those are the easiest ways to get a hold of us.
And take the short trip out for the big experience, because buying from you folks isn't just a sale, it's an experience.
Yeah, I believe it 100%. And if you don't believe us, look at our Google reviews. I mean, we have almost 1,000, we're just short of 1,000 Google wow. reviews, and we have a 4.9 rating.
It doesn't surprise me because, like I say, I remember it since back in the 60s.
Yeah.
So. You know, and that was when Charlie was born.
Late 60s. Really late 60s.
I was going to wait to see what he had to say, yeah, Kevin.
Very, very late 60s.
I was going to see his response, and I got it.
I looked like it was the 70s. But.
All right. You've been listening to KDWA's In-Depth program. Our guest today, Charlie Kummer from Quinn Motors. And this has been called Drive Smart with Quinn Motors of Ellsworth. This is KDWA Hastings. Come on. See you.